Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Scott Jones, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. This morning I'm coming to you from outside. Why would I come to you from outside in the beginning of February? Because I can. Because we're in California and the weather is such today that I can actually be outside and not worried about shoveling snow or any other inclement kind of weather today. This time of year when we were living on the East Coast and in the Midwest, I would often watch the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, a golf tournament in Pebble Beach, there by Monterey, which actually just ended on Monday. And I would watch it longingly as I was surrounded by snow and cold weather to see how nice it was out in California, how nice it was near the Monterey Bay where we lived for a number of years. This year with the golf tournament, they had to suspend play on Sunday, or actually Saturday, which delayed play on Sunday, which meant they didn't finish the tournament till Monday because of bad weather. But I didn't care, because I'm here in California and the weather wasn't so bad, certainly not as bad as it is in some other colder parts of the country. All that reminded me to give thanks, that now I live in a place where I don't have to look longingly at what the weather is somewhere else, but to give thanks for living where I do. It's often easy to take for granted, to forget, to have gratitude for the many blessings we have, the good things in our lives, and only focus on the negative and just assume that the positives are somehow we're entitled to those. So I'm giving thanks today. I'm coming to you from outdoors because I can. I'm giving thanks that I no longer need to look longingly at the weather in California, but I live here again now. And it also reminds me to think about giving thanks when we gather for meals, a practice maybe we don't utilize all that often. Maybe some of us do, but I suspect some of us don't give thanks to God, the giver of every good and perfect gift, every time we break bread together, every time we enjoy a meal, give thanks that we have something to eat, because not everybody has what they want to eat, has more than enough to eat. When our kids were little, when I was actually in seminary, I came across the table blessing from actually the Evangelical Lutheran Worship Book, even though I wasn't at a Lutheran seminary at the time. And it actually comes from the Small Catechism. I didn't learn it. I don't remember learning it growing up as a kid, but it has been the table blessing at our house ever since. And I'm going to open the Small Catechism, but hopefully not have to read it, because I do have this memorized, but sometimes when put on the spot, it's hard to remember everything we want to remember. But the prayer goes like this: the eyes of all wait upon you, O Lord, or look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food in due season. You satisfy the needs of every living creature. You open your hand to satisfy the needs of every living creature. If my kids are watching this, they're going to be so disappointed. Lord God, Heavenly Father, bless us and these thy gifts which we receive from your bountiful goodness. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. That's the prayer. I didn't say it so well, but that is the prayer. An acknowledgement that all good gifts come from God. And if you think we made that up, no, the psalmist himself wrote it in Psalm 145, verses 15 and 16. It's something God has said about God's self. And so who are we to question whether God is indeed the giver of every good and perfect gift? I encourage you today to give thanks. Give thanks for a new day, for God's love, for the love of those in your lives, to imagine a reason for gratitude and to maybe even get in the habit of giving thanks when you sit down for a meal, no matter the size or what the meal might consist of. It's been a pleasure spending a part of my day and week with you, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another Hump Day. Hallelujah.